Leininger, brother and sister, J. Sunnyside, Currambong, New South Wales, Australia. August 23, 1899. Brother and sister Leininger, I received your letter, my brother, and I was pleased to hear from you. My health is very much better than it has been for some time. Since our conference, I have done much writing. Letters have gone from my pen to Africa and America, at the center of the work. I am now nearly 72 years old. I read your letter carefully. You are aware that the brethren at the Pacific Press have tried to help you, by situating you where you could help yourself. This has been my advice. I think it would be advisable for you to accept the opening to work for Sister Gray. Were I in your position, I should be very thankful to the Lord for this opening. As to what people say, you must have learned ere this that there are all kinds of people on our world. If Sister Gray is an energetic, straightforward woman, she will not please those who are slack and shiftless. But this you should not want to be. The opening has been made for you. Do not miss the opportunity. In regard to my taking shares in the school stock, I see no light in it. When the way opens and you have means, you can pay me. It will be best for you to make up your mind to accept this offer from Sister Gray, for it is the advice of your brethren and my advice. You can be a help to Sister Gray. We must all do the best we possibly can. We need not suppose that we shall have everything to please ourselves. We must get out of self into Jesus and make up our minds that if trials come, we will show the Christ-like side of our character and not be easily discouraged. You must have some place where you can engage in business which will support your family. You will not then feel dependent on anyone. I should certainly be reluctant to see you, who once had means, unable to support your family. You cannot do this in Healdsburg, and it is therefore essential that you get out of Healdsburg and plead with the Lord to give you energy and health to support yourself. The way seems open. Go to this place in the name of the Lord, and you can be a blessing to the commandment-keeping people of God. Put your trust in God, and He will help you. I am at the present time more than $10,000 in debt. All the means I can obtain I am using in placing the truth before those who have never heard it. This is the work the Lord calls upon us to do. We are to enter into aggressive warfare against error. I need more means to invest in the Lord's vineyard. I am pained when I see so many fields unworked. I am willing to do as I have been doing in this field, use every dollar I can possibly spare, and then borrow money to invest. The money loaned me by Sister Wessels, £1,000, will have to be returned to her, but where the money is coming from, I am not able to determine. This is in addition to the $10,000 I owe in America. I am trusting that the way will open very soon, so that we can work the fields which are all white unto the harvest. The Lord will commend in us all a holy prudence. We are not to be rash. Be wise. I think it would be well for you to accept Sister Gray's offer. By employing you, she can help you, and if you are economical, you will find favor and be a great blessing to our sister. You can ask the Lord to be your helper. You can give evidence of your fidelity and show that you are entirely trustworthy. There is an art in being faithful in little things. Here is where many fail. This may be the reason that some have told you that Sister Gray is difficult to suit. You may be the very man to be faithful in little things, and if this is so, you will be faithful in the things that are larger. I know what I am talking about. I have had to depend upon hired help, and unless I followed them critically, they would rob me of time and do their work in a slack, lazy, shiftless manner. I have had to pay out my money in wages and in seed for the cultivation of the land, which brought me no returns. I lost my seed, my income in produce, and tithe money that could have been brought into the treasury, because men were not diligent in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. I was advised to employ a good, faithful man to care for my land, which I wished to cultivate in a Christian manner, so as to reveal the best symbol of what a farm should be in this country, where there are so many shiftless, lazy workmen who have never cultivated their land at all. We hired a good Christian farmer, and he has worked my land, which I am trying to make an object lesson to those who would rather beg than work. I know what a trial it is to have shiftless, indolent men, to whom you have to pay just as much in wages as to the man who has interest and fidelity, and puts religion into his work. I have just such a man.
He who will be faithful in the small things will be faithful in the large things. We have a great blessing in our farmer, Brother James, and if you could help Sister Gray by working on Christian principles, you will be doing her a great good, and obtaining good yourself in the satisfaction you have in supporting your family and being a blessing to others. You hear one side of the matter, but if you heard the other side of the question, you might find a key which would open the door so that you might see within. The blame may not rest upon Sister Gray, but on her unfaithful workers. I advise you to move into some place where you can find profitable employment. I respect you, my brother, and I want you to prosper, but it would not be wise for me to advise you to remain in Healdsburg. In love.